Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. A telephone answering machine may have thwarted an attempted home invasion robbery in the 3900 block of Cedar Street in Eureka last night. At around 10 p.m., the sheriff's office received a call from neighbors of the residents that they had heard screaming coming from the house and that suspects still appeared to be on scene. When deputies arrived, they spoke with the three victims and then with the oldest, a 22-year-old, who told them that the victims heard a knock at the door and that when the 22-year-old looked out the window, he saw a man point a silver handgun at him. The man then screamed for his brothers, 15 and 12, to get away. That's when the suspect kicked the door open and pointed the handgun at the man. A second suspect entered the residence armed with a piece of pipe or a baton and proceeded to tie up the victims with duct tape. Both suspects wore masks on their faces. As that was happening, the home phone in the house began ringing, and the answering machine picked up. It was the parents of the victims calling to see what was happening. That appeared to spook the suspects, who then fled from the residence and the scene. The first subject was described as an adult white male in his 40s, 5'9 to 5'10, wearing dark baggy clothing and weighing approximately 185 pounds. The second suspect was described only as having bright blue eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And the Arcata Police Department responded to a noise complaint back in November, and while officers were on scene, they noticed signs of a marijuana grow. Earlier today, officers served a search warrant at that residence in the 2500 block of Alliance Road, and when all was said and done, police had confiscated more than 400 growing marijuana plants, 12 pounds of processed weed, and nearly $5,000 in cash. 27-year-old Patrick Hahn of Arcata was found at the scene and arrested and booked into county jail on several marijuana cultivation charges. And it wasn't only the Arcata Police Department making marijuana busts. The County Drug Task Force and the Sheriff's Office have been assisting the State Bureau of Narcotics in serving search warrants at several locations throughout the county. Agents served warrants in McKinleyville, Bayside, Trinidad, and Eureka yesterday and today and discovered more than 1,000 growing plants, tens of thousands of dollars in cash, and dozens of pounds of processed weed. Agents searched residents on Kerr Road in McKinleyville, Westgate Drive in Trinidad, Stanford Circle in Eureka, Edgewood Road in Eureka, and in the 800 block of Bayside Cutoff in Arcata. 30-year-old Ryan Walrod was arrested at the Trinidad location, while Grace Driscoll was arrested at the McKinleyville site. Those two grows are connected, according to officials. Also arrested were 33-year-old Ryan Hudson on the Edgewood Road location, and 37-year-old Daniel Call was arrested at Bayside. PG&E was also called in to cut service to all the locations due to fire hazards, and all of the suspects were booked into county jail on numerous marijuana charges. And Pacific Gas and Electric reports that more than 2,000 customers in the county were left without power early this morning after a wind-blown tree branch came into contact with a power line. The pole remained upright, but it took work crews a few hours to restore power to those customers. Currently, about 85 customers in Blue Lake and Oreck are without power due to a non-related problem. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California League of Cities has filed a lawsuit against the state of California for the abolishment of redevelopment agencies in more than 400 cities across the state. Arcata, Eureka, and Fortuna are currently working to ensure that redevelopment projects currently underway or scheduled to begin are monitored properly. But things do not look so good at the state level, where legislators are suddenly backtracking after voting last year to dissolve the agencies and siphon that money into state coffers to address the budget deficit. Governor Jerry Brown was asked today about any future plans he has regarding redevelopment at a meeting in Los Angeles to discuss extending the dissolution date from February 1st until April 15th. The governor's answer was far from reassuring, telling the LA Times that, "I don't think we can delay this funeral." And the City of Eureka's Public Works Department has offered some assistance to property owners who fear flooding may inundate their properties during the periods of heavy rain. The department is offering free sandbags and sand to city residents, and the materials can be picked up at the city corporate yard at 945 West 14th Street. The Van Dusen River near Bridgeville is causing some local flooding, and areas along the coast and Humboldt Bay can expect to see local flooding as well. Officials in Del Norte County and Curry County have been preparing for localized river flooding. Areas to the north have already received more than 5 inches of rain, and more is expected through the weekend. The Van Dusen River is expected to crest this evening, and the Smith River is also under a flood warning as well. And that's your North Coast News on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.